produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. Needless to say, what a tumultuous several days we've had since our last program. We've just had a presidential election, and obviously half the country's happy, half the country's not too happy, and things are in a state of flux. So, here we are at one of these major crossroads as a nation, and the example that we set for others and for ourselves as it relates to our families is very important. You know, it's easy to name call and to belittle candidates for differing with their views, but when we make it a personal attack, then that crosses a threshold that perhaps we should avoid. And especially when we name call, what example are we setting for our children and for our family members? Not good. So my prayer for all of us is that we'll be patient for an outcome, that we'll be prayerful for all concerned, that right will be accomplished, and that things will be in God's hands, and we'll progress and move forward as a nation, and perhaps maybe we can become more united. That's a big order to fill. Having grown up in Kentucky, where our state motto was "United we stand, divided we fall," I do fear for our nation because we are so divided. And no matter who ends up as our next president, there's going to be an awful lot of unhappy people. And I trust and pray that we can make it through this difficult time if we can just remember that God is in charge and that His Son Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, and that we'll have trust in Him and have faith in Him that all will work toward God's purposes. So here we are on the threshold of a week where we celebrate a very significant date in history. On November the 11th, 1918, something very significant happened. As we concluded World War I, there was an armistice signed, or a temporary cessation of hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany. And it went into effect at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And so generally speaking, November 11th, 1918 is generally regarded as the day that the end of the war, to end all wars. Now, it wasn't until the Treaty of Versailles that the official end occurred on June 28th, 1919. But Armistice Day became a historical landmark for the world and for our nation. And the following year, in November of 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. And he cited with the following words, quote, "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in this country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations. So November 11th, an important day, and it's been celebrated ever since in our nation and in many nations around the world. Now, Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but it especially gives thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. So how did we come from Armistice Day to Veterans Day? Well, in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and so it has been since. So as we look forward to this Veterans Day on November 11th, 2020, may we be reminded of the great sacrifice and service that has been rendered by those who have served in the armed forces of the United States. It is estimated, this statistic was from 2018, that there's over 18 million living veterans in the United States who served during at least one war. 9% of veterans are women. 7 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. 3 million veterans have served in support of the war on terrorism. Now, here's a sad statistic. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 496,000 were still alive as of 2018. We know that number has dropped significantly since. Couple of footnotes. Connecticut was the home of the highest percentage of World War II veterans, and as of 2018, that's at 7.1%. 2 million veterans served during the Korean War, and as of 2017, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans were Alaska, Maine, and Montana, respectively. Who would have thought Alaska would be number one? Well, here we are as we prepare to celebrate Veterans Day. It's a great opportunity to pause and reflect upon the service rendered by those who have served in our military. My father and my father-in-law both served in World War II in the U.S. Army, and both are deceased now, but they provide a great example for our family of service to our nation. Our second son, Robert, served in the United States Marine Corps, and our youngest son currently serves in the United States Army. And so we are proud of them, and for their service, we give thanks. Now, this past weekend, we had the opportunity to go to the Red Box and to rent a movie called The Last Full Measure. And this movie is quite amazing. It's quite stunning in what it shares. It tells the true story of a Vietnam War hero, by the name of William H. Hitzenbarger. He was a U.S. Air Force pararescueman, also known as a PJ medic, who personally saved over 60 men in one of the bloodiest encounters in the Vietnam War. This movie covers the battle that ensued, if you will, starting in 1999, several years after his death in Vietnam, to upgrade his medal designation to secure for him the Medal of Honor. Now, he was killed in combat, as I mentioned, in one of the bloodiest missions of the Vietnam War, where he saved many, many lives. The movie depicts the efforts of a Department of Defense employee working with the family and with the men that Hitzenbarger saved and served with. It's quite heart-rending to see the pain and the suffering that these veterans were experiencing as they remembered the events of that bloody massacre and horrible day in Vietnam. ultimately, they were victorious, and the Medal of Honor was awarded posthumously to William Pitzenbarger. As I thought about this movie over the weekend, the words, "the last full measure," reminded me of words that I had heard previously. And after I thought about it, I remembered those words come from the Gettysburg Address delivered by Abraham Lincoln on November the 19th, 1863. A little footnote, on November the 8th, 1965, Abraham Lincoln was reelected to a second term. But I'm going to share the Gettysburg Address here to put into perspective the true meaning of these words, the last full measure of devotion. I used to quote this almost from memory, but I will read it because I want to share it accurately. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives, that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, November 19, 1863. What inspiring words. And yes, while we're not in a battle with arms, in most instances, our nation is in the midst of a civil war of sorts. And so may we all be resolved that we as a nation under God shall strive to have a new birth of freedom, and that our government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. May we all strive to see this accomplished, would be my humble prayer. So, Veterans Day. The last full measure of devotion. You know, over 50 years ago, President John F. Kennedy spoke to members of the 1st Armored Division in Fort Stewart, Georgia, who had been deployed during the Cuban Missile Crisis. During his speech, he recited a poem. God and the soldier, all men adore, in time of danger and not before. When the danger is past and all things righted, God is forgotten and the soldier slighted. He continued by saying, quote, this country does not forget God or the soldier. Upon both we now depend, close quote. There are many ways a country can remember, ways we can show that we will never forget. As we mentioned earlier, in the United States, November 11th has been designated as Veterans Day. A day to quote President Dwight D. Eisenhower, a day to, quote, solemnly remember the sacrifices of all those who fought so valiantly on the seas, in the air, and on foreign shores, to preserve our heritage of freedom and reconsecrate ourselves to the task of promoting an enduring peace so that their efforts shall not have been in vain. But remembering does not happen on one day alone. We honor best those who have defended our freedoms abroad by defending each day those same freedoms here at home. We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country by willingly making our own daily sacrifices for the common good. This is how we as a nation show that we will never forget the soldiers or the worthy cause they fought for. As we consider our soldiers, past and present, let us give thanks that they are willing to give their all, even their last full measure of devotion, in serving this land that we love. May we never forget God or the soldier. I listened earlier to a rendition of a song called The Last Full Measure. I listened to two different artists singing that song. One was Donny Osmond and the other one was Daylon Bales. And I was struck by the lyrics of that song. They touched me. The song is very, very beautiful. The lyrics go like this. In the long and honored history of America, there are names that shine like beacons in the night. The patriots whose vision gave us meaning, who kept the lamp of freedom burning bright. In the long and honored history of America, there are those that paid the last and final price, who were called upon by chance or desperate circumstance to make the ultimate sacrifice. A grateful nation bows its head in sorrow and in thanks for guaranteeing our tomorrow. The last full measure of devotion, that's what they gave to the cause. The last full measure of devotion. And though they cannot hear our applause, we honor them forever and keep alive their story. Pay tribute to their lives and give them all the glory. The last full measure of devotion, beyond the call of duty were their deeds. The last full measure of devotion, they gave themselves to serve the greater need. And for those who did survive and came back home alive, they join in praise of comrades who were slain and highly resolved, most highly resolved, that these dead shall not have died in vain. Those words hit close to home as I think back to the viewing of this movie we saw, The Last Full Measure, telling the true life story of the Vietnam War hero, William H. Hitzenberger. You know, the scripture, no, a man's greater love than to give his life for his brother. I misquoted that, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know the thing. So as I think about William Hitzenbarger and the tender story of his elderly parents as they were able to recognize and to see his receiving posthumously the Medal of Honor, and to see the pride and the joy of his fellow comrades in arms that he served with and saved. Very tender movie. Unfortunately, it was not a great box office success. I think it may have lost money. But if you get a chance to go to Redbox or through some other means, I would encourage you to watch The Last Full Measure. Yes, a disclaimer, it is rated R. Obviously, it's a war movie, so that's the main reason. But there are times when there's a message that is important, and we have to sort through some of the difficulty images and things that we hear to catch the full benefit of a powerful message that this movie represents. As we strive to be better citizens, as we strive to remember our veterans, this Veterans Day, may each of us recommit ourselves to the love of God, to the love of country, and to the love of our fellow man. May we put aside our petty differences and seek to find common ground. There's an old adage, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. Now, we can disagree about policy and things of that nature, but we don't have to be disagreeable when we disagree. It's much better to be able to have a conversation where we show respect for one another's viewpoints, and we can listen. And I like the old adage, the reason why we have two ears and one mouth is that we can listen twice as much before we speak. So let us have a renewed desire to be compassionate, to be Christ-like, and to strive to be the very best we can be and encourage others to do the same by our example. Don't get down in the gutter and slop the mud. Avoid being sucked in to vitriol, the heated debates, angry conversations. We know of families who are having great difficulties because of differences of opinion about politics. Politics is not the end all of our existence. We have a great opportunity to enjoy life because we have faith in God, faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, and the ability to know that through our faith, we will be protected, and that through our faith, we can have joy and happiness in this life. So I plead with each of us to not get so focused on every little jot and diddle about who's up, who's down, what's happening, and all of those factors. Yes, we need to be informed citizens. We need to be educated in our voting decisions. But may we strive to be a little more compassionate and a little bit more understanding. Yes, veterans, our military, they fight battles. That's what war is all about, is to fight battles and to hopefully win. Now, why do we fight battles? We fight battles to overcome evil, to vanquish an enemy that has perpetrated some injustice upon a nation or people. So there is a time, there is a season for war, but there's also a season for peace. And it would be my humble prayer that we will strive with Thanksgiving coming up and with the Christmas season not far behind, that we can have joy and happiness in our heart in spite of everything else that's going on. I love each of you. I pray that you'll be protected from the virus and that you'll be protected from anger and hurt feelings. And I share these thoughts with you in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.